Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on returning to the show, Lynn. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing great. I'm in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, what's the temperature over there?
It's about 75, 76, and I'm looking at my window at a beautiful blue sky.
Nice. Yeah, I love Vegas. So
I do too.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. And yeah, I hope that, I don't know if you're a gambler, but if you are, I hope that you win big.
You know, I'm really not a gambler. And yesterday I gambled $3 on craps and I won $3. And then last night I was going to play roulette and my tacos came. And well, if I'm choosing between tacos and roulette, tacos are going to win.
Roulette can wait. The tacos will get old. Wait. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of food, we're going back to January 7th, 2002. It's 24 years ago, which is
that was my birthday. January 7th is my birthday. Yes.
Incredible. All right. So that's pretty great. Did you watch the show when it was on? I mean, I don't know about this night, but
yeah. Well, I didn't watch it when it first came out because I was working evenings, 6 to 10 at American Express Financial. And had I been recording anything on Monday nights, to be honest, I would have been recording Monday Night Football. But at one point, I went to Days, and then I know I was watching it in the original run because I remember watching Pollock's when it first aired. Hmm. This is absolutely my favorite episode. It just is so quotable. Every line is good. Every scene is excellent.
It's definitely a great episode. I think this falls into the category of, like, if someone has never seen King of Queens, is a great first episode to kind of get them hooked.
It is. It really encapsulates everybody's personalities. It really does.
Yeah. But so yeah, it's called Food Fight. I don't know if we even mentioned that, but Food Fight. And again, January 7th, 2002. So here we go. I'm going to play the opener to this.
Doug! Okay.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Where's the blanket?
What?
I just yelled up for you to bring down a blanket.
Oh, I couldn't understand you. Whatever you wanted, I was just hoping it would blow over.
Well, it hasn't. We are seeing a movie in the park, and I would prefer a layer of protection between me and whatever the police horse just left.
It's not bad enough we gotta go out with Spence and his new girlfriend. We gotta go see a movie in a park?
Dad, I think it's great that he finally has a date. Come on, we have to be supportive. He is your friend.
Yeah, but he's not a double date friend. He's the third wheel. He's the one who watches the coach when the rest of us are out dancing.
So, yeah. So outdoor parks, you know, do this. This is like a big Manhattan thing to do.
Well,
it's a big thing, I think, in general, New York. But New Yorkers really celebrate summer, you know, in every way possible. But yeah, if you go, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but for all the New Yorkers who have never done this, yeah, like Bryant Park has like movie nights from like June to August. Just a lot of really fun movies. And here on Long Island, what we do is there'll be beach movies. So to start the season, very often they'll play Jaws. You know, so watching Jaws on the beach at night is really great for everyone. You know, it's really fun. You know. But yeah, it's definitely something because people are like, do they even do this? And it's like, yeah, they absolutely do.
Yeah, they do that here in Minnesota in the Twin Cities in the summer because we celebrate summer as well because it's winter. It's winter of the year. So,
yeah. We all take what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, tonight he has a date and we have to leave in 5 minutes.
So, yeah, so Spence is a date, which is kind of amazing. Let's see. So Arthur comes up to dinner's ready. He's having a glass of milk like he's in a 1960s sitcom.
Ready?
Who has milk with food? Like, who has a glass of milk with a meal? Just Arthur.
Thank you, stewardess. When do we land?
Yeah. I worked up quite an appetite at my movement to music class. Bring on the victuals.
Here you go.
A meal and a tray. Thank you, stewardess. When do we land?
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't have time to make your whole thing.
So, I mean, it's just always funny. Doug comes in with the comforter from their bed, and of course, he's a moron. You know, it's just really kind of.
Yeah. Why do you give me jobs where you know I'm going to fail?
All right. So let's see. they talk about that they're going to see Casablanca, and Arthur's like, I've never seen it or heard of it, which is, of course, in line with Arthur, and it's very funny. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think Arthur's a lot more on point. Like, he has a lot of funny lines in this, but there are some things that just kind of make me question what the writers were trying to do with him at the time. But it does make me laugh, so I try not to, like, dive too deep into it. But that being said, we finally make it to the park, and we meet Becky. Becky, who I don't believe we ever see again. Becky's...
No, we don't.
Yeah, she's just kind of there and then gone. I don't really care for Becky too much, for a girlfriend for Spence, out of the girlfriends for Spence.
Who did you like the best? Did you like Rachel Dratch's character the best? Denise?
I'd have to get back to you on that. You know,
okay.
I know I don't like this one. That's what I can commit to today.
Bobblehead doll of them.
Oh, here.
Outdoors and this pretty lady.
And also, Spence is a little bit smooth in this, you know, more smooth than what we're used to seeing him as.
Isn't he cute?
He is.
Gary.
Yeah, he's like a little bobblehead doll of himself.
Hey, anybody hungry? I made some stuff. Mango spring rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And cider-basted spare ribs.
Yeah. Wow, Becky, you made all this for the movie?
Oh, it was no trouble.
Well, you put me to shame. All I have is a Clorette and some old birth control pills.
Mancha! Don't worry, I go to the Culinary Institute, so this is a project for one of my classes.
Well, feel free to tell the teacher that Doug ate your homework.
Such a dad joke.
It is.
Let's see. Spence is picking out the chives, I believe.
And chili sour soup.
Said his chicken Reese syndrome.
Yeah.
Really? You're so... What?
What are these crispy nuggets, and why aren't they in every vending machine across the country?
Here, try them with the dipping sauces.
We're immediately getting the side eye from Carrie, and she's just like... not like loving how enamored he is with every single bite from this woman.
What do you got?
I got honey mustard and, don't laugh, chocolate.
Don't you laugh when I dip one nugget in both.
I like how it's framed, where we have just the shoulders of Spence and Carrie. Now, granted, when this was filmed for regular, almost square televisions. So this was not like some type of artistic choice, but I think that it ended up well because it's clearly you're getting like little tiny looks from both of them. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Don't laugh.
Talk about so close and cozy.
Yeah. And then we get the music in the background. It's kind of like, what the hell's going on? Let's see. So Arthur, one of the subplots here, Arthur's, revealed that Casablanca is, in fact, a great film.
That up her usual suspects, if you know what I mean.
Whoops. It's a classic.
Personally, I would have turned the other guy in, taken Ingrid Bergman back to the hotel, and rounded up her usual suspects, if you know what I mean.
I do, which is why I just brought up a little muffin.
Actually, while I was at the video store, another box caught my eye, some kind of a holiday picture.
The old Blockbuster, you know, videotape, which is kind of funny.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Who knows? Maybe I discovered a hidden gem.
Keep it posted.
So it's always fun. So let's see. We have Doug coming in. And this is one of those kind of moments where it's like, all right, something's wrong.
Hey, honey.
Hi. You want to order some takeout?
Nah, I'm not really hungry.
Seriously, where do you want to order from?
No, I'm not hungry. I was over at Spence's and Becky made me these incredible grilled scallops with bacon.
Bacon!
So, he's kind of doubling down. Like, he, even when they're not all together, he's eating the food. The jealousy is just kind of growing.
What's the matter?
No, I just don't think with your 4-digit cholesterol that eating professionally is the best move for you right now.
Come on, Car.
I'm serious.
So am I. Look.
One thing that I think that the show never really went down the path of is much of the competitive eating. We hear about it, you know, with Doug having, you know, wing eating.
Wing Fest or Wing Madness. Yes.
Yeah. But never like a hot dog thing. And it really would have been interesting, I think, if they brought the entire show to like Coney Island for him to compete. I thought that would have been kind of a funny thing to do that would be in line with Doug. But
right. It's but a very Doug
didn't
thing.
Happen.
I've eaten a lot of food in my day, cooked by a lot of different people. And I got to tell you, this kid's got it. Gary, let me be part of this. Like Superman, I was put here for a reason.
So I think with a lot of people that hear something like this and like they just hope it blows over the way that when Doug didn't know what she was saying in the beginning, that it would blow over, but very often it doesn't. This is visually one of the funniest scenes the episode.
This is like one of the top five scenes of the entire episode. I could act this out. I mean, I just love it when he humps his feet. Yeah.
So the way he's doing it, and it's kind of like a 12-year-old girl talking to her crush.
A 13-year-old girl. Mm-hmm.
He's melting inside the burger. It's an inside-out cheeseburger. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, God, does that sound good?
And Carrie walks in with the laundry and just the face of disgust.
Okay, let me just throw this at you.
And the feet kind of swing.
Okay. Now, what if instead of fries, you went with sweet potato wedges? Stop. No, hey, Einstein was a genius. Okay.
At school, one of my kids, I did like 3 digits times 3 digits, and they were like, "You're a genius." And I go, "Stop. Einstein was a genius." They didn't understand any of it. You're like, "What?"
Well, of course,
like,
never mind. Not. Yeah. Show's 24 years old.
I know.
A half hour.
Oh, I think there's a thing.
You saying I'm attracted to her or something?
I don't know what it is, Doug. All I know is you just spent a half hour on the phone with her. You hang up. No, you hang up.
This is also something that's very in line with Carrie's character, where she'll embellish or she'll go over the top with it. But she's not wrong, I think. You know, no, there's like something here. I wouldn't say he's cheating, personally.
No.
But there's definitely something going on, which is...
Right. That she's not cool. Right.
No, go on. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, and it's funny because it's so Doug Heffernan that, you know, she never enters her lexicon that they're getting busy with each other. It's right. All about food because that's how much he loves food.
Yeah. And somehow it's worse. Violate.
I am not interested in Becky at all. We have one thing in common. That's it. You're being ridiculous.
I don't think I am.
Oh, so according to you, it is somehow wrong for me to go to my friend's house where his girlfriend cooked me stuff.
Yeah.
Where does it end, Carrie? Hey, you know what? The 70-year-old dispatcher lady at IPS made me brownies. Should I just march into her cage and go, you know what, Chantel? It is over.
Point is, I don't have little relationships with other men where I'm talking to them on the phone, hanging out with them because we have stuff in common, because I know it would bother you.
Well, you know what? It absolutely wouldn't.
No? No, because there's a partner at my work who keeps asking me to go jogging with him in the morning. He's one of the younger partners, you know, on his way up. So I guess it would be fine with you if I did that?
Yeah. Oh.
It's always fun. Like, Doug just doesn't care. I guess the only time that he kind of cared was in the first episode. Was it the first episode or second episode? Where, I forget his name, the boss would drive her home in the Jaguar.
Oh, yeah. And then I just watched that one. And then they were sitting on the couch.
Yo, Moose, he's wearing Moose.
Yeah.
Is one of the best lines. But
right.
Yeah, it's one of the, you know, he doesn't show those character traits of being jealous.
No, he doesn't. No.
Good. I'm glad we had this conversation because this opens up a whole new world for me.
So let's see. So we get a shot where she's jogging with one of the partners.
Oh, okay.
I actually like this when she's like, I have to talk to this guy.
So you actually burn more calories speed walking than running.
Really? Spence?
Oh, hey, Carrie.
Oh, I gotta stop. He owes me money.
Well, I'll circle around.
So they just kind of talk, like, what the hell's going on with your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're both like, why? What's the deal? You know, and this whole thing.
Eat the throttle on the garlic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what do we have? The boss comes back around, one of the partners, and he's like, all right, let's keep going.
Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Just get me my friggin' money.
Really punches him too, which is pretty good. Let's see. So that evening, I'm assuming it's that evening, they're kind of going on and on and on. So Doug's like, look, you want me to break it off? I'm going to break it off.
It's a machine. Becky, hi. Yeah, it's Doug. Listen, I'm not going to be able to come over and do the food thing anymore. Yeah, I'm really busy at work, and I got a lot of things going on. So, for now on, just send the food over with Spence, and I'll give him my comments, okay? All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
No.
Now, in his big square head, he's like, yeah, this is a solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really love the way Carrie delivers this line.
See? Now everybody wins, okay? I don't see her anymore, and I still get to eat her food. Which reminds me, I got some leftover pasta here. This is great. Spaghetti and meatballs. Sounds boring, doesn't it? Not when it's three different colored noodles.
He does seem a little too...
excited.
Yeah, in love with the food, you know. Right here.
It's incredible.
Even him. Oh, it's incredible.
Okay, you know what? This isn't gonna work for me either.
What?
Like,
yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, what are you even talking about?
She eating her food.
I told you I'm not attracted. I'm not seeing her anymore.
But you're still involved.
With her spaghetti.
Even so.
I'm eating it. I'm not sleeping with it. It's food.
Exactly. It's like you're having a food affair.
Eating is not cheating.
Will it still bothers me?
Okay, fine. You know what? You win. Okay? You know what? Well, she found us out, so I'm going to have to end it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love you, spaghetti, but you're going to have to go. No, oh, just one more kiss.
It's ridiculous. That's not spaghetti.
Daddy loves you.
That's linguine, as far as I can tell. So I don't know what he's talking about with the spaghetti. So... let's see, we, in the middle of just kind of talking to Arthur, he, inadvertently makes things a little difficult.
By the way, I was talking to Spence. He was recommending a film about a young girl from Kansas who goes to some magical land. Have you heard of it, darling?
Good Lord.
Well, I understand there are midgets in it, and that spells funny. Anyway, I invited Spence and his new lady friend over to watch it with us tomorrow night.
What? No.
What's the matter?
Oh, I had this big thing with Doug and Spence's girlfriend. It's a long story, but basically, he likes her spaghetti too much.
You know, out of all the things when you're married that you have a problem with your marriage, that your husband likes another woman's spaghetti too much. I mean, it's like,
right. Yeah. It's, I guess in the big scheme of things, right. It's the, the asinine nature of being upset about it, but you know, it also can be very much, a struggle, I think.
Right.
And you let these little things blow up and they become a thing. I do, and personally, I do think that Doug is being slightly inappropriate, but at the same time, not as inappropriate as.
I mean, if it makes your wife uncomfortable, you need to address it. I mean, it's just what you do when you're married. I mean, how it goes.
Yeah.
I see. And what is spaghetti a euphemism for?
So she just reveals to him, like, what's up, and. you know, everything's kind of fine.
Oh, I love this scene where
this Deacon. Is great. Yeah.
This is a good one, too.
I also love in the background, we have, there are things that I'm noticing more and more as I watch this show very closely is like this old cold drink machine. This doesn't really look like a cold. This looks like an old coffee machine, personally.
Mm-hmm. And then I always like look at the clock. Is it really lunchtime? Okay, yeah, it looks like I'm a quarter after 12. Okay, that's lunchtime. That's all right, we're good.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. One thing I dislike, though, you see this in the groups all the time. I don't. Maybe I'm just sensitive to it. People like to point out mistakes, right? And mistakes are fine. You know, like there's mistakes happen on a TV show, but sometimes when they point it out, like if a boom mic is shown or something like that, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me.
No, it doesn't bother me either.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's a TV set, you know, like there, it just doesn't interest me, I guess, is kind of also what I'm saying. But of course, that doesn't mean, you know, doesn't interest somebody. That being said, the detail that they actually put into this, I wouldn't say this is a high budget show.
No, I agree.
I think that the amount of detail that they put into it is pretty amazing. I've said it before, maybe I've said it to you. I do consider this to be like one of the last great American sitcoms.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that. Absolutely, I agree. Yep.
And the reason I feel that way is little things like that. They really care. And like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this was shot, but the amount of detail that was put into this is just so much better than what you see nowadays, where the entire set is basically designed at Crate and Barrel, or like it's, you know, at the end, it's like sponsored by an IKEA thing. It's like, oh my God, everything is IKEA. I was just watching Awful Bigamy, I believe. And it's just interesting that in Carrie's office, it's like half of the stuff is IKEA, but it's not, it's not like sponsored by IKEA.
Awful Bigamy, that's Coliseum Wife, Do I Dare, right?
Say that again?
Awful Bigamy, that's Coliseum Wife, Do I Dare?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, upstairs wife, downstairs wife, yeah.
Yeah. And the amount, and there's like a lot of stuff in the background that I didn't notice. Maybe you noticed. But that being said, one other thing before I forget is when we're done, if you could send me your mailing address, because I had made up a couple of King of Queens stickers.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sending to people who are on the show, but I'm also going to provide them to people who, you know, may have an interest in getting them. So if people are interested, they should reach out to Mark.
And something else, I need to give a shout out to my cousins Jill and my cousin Joni and her husband Doug, because I have converted them into King of Queens fans. So hey, family!
Oh, hello, people!
That's right. Hello, peeps.
Welcome to the crowd.
So, welcome to the crowd. That's right.
But yeah, if you're interested in like checking out like King of Queens stuff, people can reach out to me at Mark M-A-R-K at King of Queens podcast.com.
I also find a lot of King of Queens stuff on Etsy.
Yeah.
Like at home, I have a little sticker of Arthur saying, I don't want cheese out of pity. I want cheese out of love.
Too funny. It's good. There's so much good stuff out there. It's good to know that the sitcom, the show is staying alive and people.
Well, actually, I have two checking accounts, and my one at, it's called Wings. It's on, I have four scenes of Las Vegas on the checks. And for the quote, I have, how is the spicy sausage and peppers? So I did a both Las Vegas much. And spicy sausage and pepper crossover.
That's awesome.
All right, so here comes Deacon. Oh, there
so
it is.
So front and center, we see the like similar Tupperware type of product. Is that accurate that Patrick O'Boyle was the shift supervisor?
I don't think that's Patrick. I don't think that's Supervisor O'Boyle back there. That's just another random employee.
The sign says shift supervisor Patrick O'Boyle. I thought we changed it by now.
No.
They should have never changed it. That would be the IPS way.
Right.
That Tupperware looks familiar. Is it Becky's?
Oh, yeah. She made some stuff for me, so she wanted my opinion.
And
my opinion.
And Doug is drinking Fresca. which is do you know Fresca?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's grapefruit soda, you know?
Yes.
And it's something I grew up with. I don't know. It's not the kind of soda you hear about. It's not a big...
No, I grew up with it too. And it's funny. I have a real thing about grapefruit, and I just got like a red grapefruit juice drink last night. It was so tasty out at the pool. Yeah.
Yeah. I love grapefruit, but you know, when you hear about grapefruit soda, you may as well have a pretzel soda. You know, it's just weird sounding. Like it doesn't make sense, but it is tasty.
You know, I used to do that, but whatever.
Yeah, she said you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, Carrie got all psycho about it.
I don't know.
Doug takes out his pathetic sandwich.
Mm-hmm. One man's psycho wife is another man's turkey meatloaf. And, oh. Sweet potato wedges. Mm.
I love how competitive Doug gets here.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah. Mm.
Huh? You know, and that was his idea, of course. The sweet potato wedges.
You know, she got that idea from me, but hey, a million years ago. You know, you just can't eat it. You gotta think about it. You know, you're supposed to give her a professional opinion.
Yeah, well, my professional opinion is, damn. You know.
I mean, it's just too funny.
This is right.
What?
This food is...
Deacon is just too funny.
He is.
Be mine. It's meant for me. You see this label? After the D, it should say Ugg, not Egan.
This is crazy, man.
No. You know, I'm not gone from Becky's table for 2 minutes, and you're already sitting down, sticking your fork in my food.
Here it comes.
Yeah, this is a great line.
You getting busy with this chick?
You know, he realizes it.
Yeah, the self-realization hits.
Like, God, Carrie's right. I'm having a food affair.
So the cinematographer really missed an opportunity here. So we do see a lot of cinematography that's a little bit more fancy than the show is considered to be, where they'll do these, like, certain tricks and everything. The big reveal should have been something with a flashback or having the camera called it's a pullback and zoom at the same time. And you get this, it's like a Hitchcockian trick. And I think it's a missed opportunity, but
I agree.
That stuff costs money. So you can't blame them totally.
My God, Carrie's right. I'm having a food affair.
Excuse me.
Give me back my turkey meatloaf.
And they've also done flashbacks like that, kind of like when it's revealed to Arthur that he is hanging out with Holly because she's a dog walker. And then he flashes back to all these times with the dog. And then he's like, I don't follow.
He's like, what?
Yeah, like he still doesn't follow, which is kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We're going to have the... Spence Ulchin. I don't think that we have a last name for his girlfriend, but
Spence. No, we don't. It's Becky.
Yeah, just Becky and Spence.
Over to watch The Wizard of Oz, and I am making dinner. I am cooking all the things you love in the world. Oh, crap, biscuits.
You don't have to do all this.
Yes, Doug, you are not getting what you need from me. I need to nurture you.
No.
Now, are you a big cook? Like, do you do a lot of cooking?
I am.
I don't know if we've discussed that in the past. Yeah, I do all the cooking in my house because... My wife went, you know, she's the one who stayed in school and, you know, I mean, she's the one who got a much better degree than I did. And she is a terrible cook. She's one of the worst cooks ever. And she admits it, you know, she doesn't attempt it. You know, it's just one of those things. And so, yeah, I do all the cooking in my house. I would be mortified if someone else is cooking in my house. And granted, I just think out of these two, Doug is the one who's the better cook. And he should be cooking, but I know,
he should be.
But she's feeling, you know, like, I guess a little inadequate, and that's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a trans wife type of like moment here. She wants to be, not trans, trad wife. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic for this character. I like her top. It's kind of like this ruffly thing and it's fitted. Mm-hmm. So it looks really weird, but nice. I don't know. She pulls it off. Leah Remini can pull off these flowery things fairly well.
Mm-hmm. I was totally wrong, okay? I got crazy over Becky's food. It was stupid. It's over now.
No, listen to me. You are a big guy. You love food, and I took you for granted. I just assumed whatever slop I put in front of you, you'd be fine with.
I was fine with it. Look at me. I could eat the table and be happy.
I didn't put anything into it, you know? I didn't put any love into it like Becky does.
Now, Carrie, look, you gotta believe me, okay? It doesn't matter what Becky makes her food with. Love, little chunks of ham. I don't need it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love you, and whatever you make for me, that's all I need.
Aw, very sweet moment.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem.
And everyone in the world loves this moment coming up where, yep. with Carrie.
When she whipped out the salad.
Because Carrie gets all 718 here. She gets like real, like, you don't mess with this type Mm-mm. of tough girl.
I threw together a little salad.
Thank you. That was so sweet.
I'm glad to help if you need me.
Oh, I'm sure you are. But the salad is quite enough, especially after I specifically told you not to bring any of that.
Her face.
Bring anything.
And Doug is a lover of hot sauce. I am as well. When I first watched the show, I'm like, why does he have so many seasonings? Why do they have so many hot sauces? Now I have just as many, if not more. So
yeah, my husband is a huge hot sauce person as well. Big time.
Well, I thought I should bring something.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I love it.
I'm sure you did.
I did tell you not to bring anything. I guess next time I'll just have to put in writing.
Honey, I'm just going to bring the crackers in the other
room. Okay, sweetie.
All right, here it comes.
Yeah, like this is.
All right, you listen to me, Cookie. I'm on to your game, okay? And it ain't going to work.
A little snort.
Okay, we've got fried chicken, biscuits and gravy, salad. Dig in.
Everything looks great, honey.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Now, Arthur, of course, knows what's going on and is going to get in on the action.
Bravo, Carrie.
Becky? Breast or thigh?
Whatever you say.
Wow, Carrie, you...
She even drops it.
She's like really nonchalant, like, here, take your piece of chicken.
Done yourself with a salad. The pine nuts, the cheese. Douglas, why aren't you having salad?
I'm not really in the mood for salad.
Have some. It's delicious.
No, thank you.
This is amazing.
Your wife has made you salad with love. Eat it, you ungrateful bastard.
Now, that's a good father-in-law, I think.
And that's a great line. In fact, when I was ordering my checks, I actually had where I could get two lines, and I was going to have, your wife has made you salad, you ungrateful bastard, your wife has made you salad, eat it, you ungrateful bastard. But then I ended up getting my checks from SoFi, and I couldn't get any lettering on it, so I know.
Well, you could write it in the memo.
I can always write it myself. I could manually add it myself.
Every memo should be a different King of Queens quote.
It should be. Oh, delivered by Arthur Spooner, for sure.
There you go.
Actually, Dad, Becky made the salad.
Oh, I see. Well, then, have a biscuit. Some of them came out pretty well.
I love that. Some of them came out pretty well. So everything's kind of going well, and we get the shot of Doug in the kitchen alone. And it's kind of like this moment alone with an addiction.
Then he sees the bowl, and he has a his choice to make here, and brings it about.
I can't believe he's never seen The Wizard of Oz.
So how you liking it so far, Dad?
Is anyone else but me terrified?
That's terrible. I do wish that the shot, and again, this might fall into the category of it wouldn't have fit onto the screen at the time for our smaller televisions. But I would have loved to see Doug a little bit in the back eating.
Want some more coffee?
We will.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we will in a minute.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even, I love how he doesn't even use like a fork or a spoon. No. He just takes his fingers. He just dives right in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go make another pot.
I mean, it's literally catching the guy with the needle in his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, what are you doing? God, it's so pathetic and sad. It's such a crushing moment.
I can explain.
I can understand if it was a piece of fudge, maybe a calzone, but a salad? You would do this to me over a salad?
And his response is very Heffernan.
I'm very weak.
Okay. Here's how it's going to go down. You're going to clean the blue cheese from underneath your stubby little fingernails. Then you're going to rinse out that bowl. And if I see another piece of that woman's Tupperware in my kitchen again, I'll kill you both.
I'll kill you both. I think I have to clip that.
Blue cheese from underneath your stubby little fingernails. Then you're going to rinse out that bowl. And if I see another piece of that woman's Tupperware in my kitchen again, I'll kill you both.
What are you gonna whip one of your biscuits at my head? Oh, man. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So here we go. That's how it ends. I've been mentioning this at the end of most of the episodes where when I first watched the show ever, these little endings were edited out for like,
yeah, the bumpers. Yeah.
And I really enjoy them. And when I will still often find them and I'm like, oh, I don't remember this. I don't remember which one it was the other night, but there was one. And I'm like, I don't remember this at all. This I remember, but it's like a little treat for fans.
Yeah, it is.
Time. Mm-hmm. Let me bring you up to speed.
Whoops. Dang it. Sorry.
Darling, come here. I've stumbled on a marvelous television program.
Kaya?
Yes. It's a period piece about a simpler time. Let me bring you up to speed. The one in the leather jacket is called Funzie.
When I was a kid, I loved the Happy Days. I don't think
me too.
I don't think it's held up, but I would have to go back. I remember I tried to watch it again many, many years ago, and I just thought, like, what was I watching? Like, it's... Mm-hmm. But
the other bumper shot that I like a lot is when Arthur's a juror.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'll jump up and I'll... I forget what he's going
to
yell.
He's like, I'm going to... This maggot, I'm going to... Can't wait to fry him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this poor man, the state is clearly railroading him. And then at the end, it turns out he's an alternate. Mr. Spooner, you're dismissed. He gets up and leaves.
Oh, that's right. Which is the dream come true for most of us.
Yeah, really. You don't really want Arthur Spooner on your
boat. Well, I don't personally want. I mean, every time I get called for jury duty, I was so close to getting called.
And, you know, I've been a registered voter since I was 18 and I've never been called for jury duty.
You just jinxed yourself. It's on its way.
Am I going to get home to a notice from Hennepin County saying my presence is wanted?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I get it. I was excused from it for a while, and then I was almost called for it. And they said, does anyone have an issue with this particular case? I forget what they were talking about. And I said, I was trying anything to get out of it. So I said, I have an issue with it. And I, well, you know, what's the issue? And I said, well, last night I was talking to my wife about it. And it's like, oh, sir, you can't talk to anybody about it. I'm like, yeah, but she's my wife. And they're like, all right, you can sit down.
Like, you're like, bye.
Within 15 minutes, they were like, the following people are excused. And I was there.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I think it's a good way out. Like, you just act like a complete moron. I'm not going to keep a secret from my wife, guy. But yeah, pretty good. But Lynn, I want to thank you so much for coming on here to talk about this.
I'm happy to do it. Episode. Again, this was in my top five for sure.
Please enjoy the rest of your time in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And
I'm going to be staying back home in Minnesota tomorrow. There's going to be like two snowstorms and an ice storm. And I'm like, okay, I'll stay here.
Go by the pool.
I'm heading out to the pool right now.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you eat In-N-Out Burger, but you do have one within walking distance.
I'm all about the In-N-Out Burger, and DoorDash does not deliver In-N-Out Burger, which makes me a little upset, but that's okay. I will not be denied my In-N-Out Burger. A small double-double with a vanilla shake, thanks.
There you go. Animal style. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But again, thank you so much.